Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I am doing well. How about you, David?
I'm doing fantastic. We're going to try to keep this next episode under 2 hours.
Right.
It looks daunting. It's a rather large list because Tim and I are going to talk about 20 mobile apps to run your WordPress business.
Yeah.
We're going to try not to dive off too far into, you know, what these apps do, just give you a brief overview. Tim and I can tend to be long-winded at times, so we apologize, and we're going to try to keep this episode on track. So,
yeah. You want to start us, David?
I want to start us. You better believe it. Our first mobile app to run your WordPress business, duh, WordPress. WordPress has a great mobile app that you can use. And what I like about it is you can sign into multiple websites at one time and go to the back end and stuff. So check out the WordPress mobile app if you haven't downloaded it. Use it. You may never go back to your desktop again.
Confession, I have never used the WordPress app.
You're killing me.
I know. Next app on the list is PayPal. If you receive payments through PayPal, and you should be accepting payments online. If not, go back to our episode where we talk about why you should be accepting credit cards for your web design business. The PayPal app is great. You can see payments. It's awesome.
Yeah, I love my PayPal app. Nothing like money coming through the cloud, Tim.
Yeah, exactly.
Third on our list, Gmail. We use Google Apps for Works for our business. We absolutely love it. Gmail is a trusted email, you know, tool in the world. You can't go wrong. You know, use the Gmail app. It's fantastic.
Yeah, Gmail is awesome. I mainly use the Apple email within my iOS devices. However, if you want the Gmail features that you get on desktop, then the Gmail app is perfect. And the next app on the list is Stripe. So same as PayPal, if you accept payments from your clients for paying invoices, then Stripe is, again, it's a necessity to have on your phone. You can see payments. And it's very handy. I love it.
Fantastic. Number 5 on our list is Asana. This is our go-to project management tool for Tim and myself. You can actually do everything on the desktop on the mobile app. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. Next one on the list is Help Scout. I use Help Scout, and I know David and his business, they use Help Scout as well for customer support. And so this is really handy because I don't do a lot of customer support for my product business so much. I have a full-time support person, but she'll ping me on Slack and ask me to look at a ticket so I can pull it up on my phone via the Help Scout app and check it out and then give her some feedback. So it's super handy to have it all in the app.
Yeah, Help Scout's a great app. We use it as well. Next on our list is Evernote. Unless you've been sleeping under a rock in the past 5 or so years, Evernote is a fantastic tool that allows you to, you know, keep notes, track, you know, different things with your team and stuff. It's just a very powerful note-taking tool. Evernote, I guess, is why they name it that.
Yeah, before I started using Evernote, I'd heard about it and I thought, I don't really need a note-taking app. Like, why would I need that? And then once I started using it, it was a game changer. So I absolutely love it. And having everything stored in the cloud, access via the Evernote mobile app is perfect.
Yeah, and I agree.
The next one on the list is Dropbox. I love Dropbox. I use it as my cloud storage. I save everything on my Mac into my Dropbox folder. And so I don't have any documents that aren't also synced with Dropbox. So that means I can access everything when I need it from any device, including the mobile Dropbox app.
Yeah, Dropbox is great. We use it as well. Next on our list is Facebook Ads. If you're running Facebook ad campaigns, the Facebook Ads app is a must-have. It allows you to see conversions, clicks, monitor the entire campaign from your mobile device. If you want to know whether or not you should use Facebook ads for your web design business, check out the previous episode 65 and you'll get the answer.
And one more metric that Facebook ads will show you is how much money you've spent, which is definitely important. The next on the list is another analytics tool, and that's Google Analytics, and it will show you the traffic to your site. And if you have a bunch of different sites on the same login, well, you can have access to all of those right from the Google Analytics app, just with a single login. And it's a pretty powerful app to have in your pocket.
Next on our list is Google Drive. This is another cloud storage-based cloud app, similar to Dropbox. We use a lot of Google Drive, much more so than Dropbox for our business, because we use the Google Apps. And if you use Google Apps for business, they give you a minimum of a terabyte of space, which is a lot. And, you know, if you have more than five users on the Google Apps for business, you get unlimited Google Drive. So we kind of like it. Google Drive, check it out.
Yeah, I love Google Drive. I use it for different things. I use Dropbox more for like my own file storage, and I use Google Drive for the team stuff, sharing documents between members of my team and so forth. And then David and I use it for WP the podcast, for all of our note-taking, episode planning, recording, storage, everything.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that, Tim. That's a good way to use the two differentiator cloud services. I like that.
Yeah, definitely. The next one on the list is QuickBooks. I just started using QuickBooks this year, and having access to all of that financial data in my pocket on my mobile phone is very valuable. And so I don't use it for invoicing. I use the next one on the list we'll talk about, but I do use it for all my accounting and so forth. So it's very powerful.
Yeah, we use QuickBooks as well. Next on our list is FreshBooks. It's another accounting-based software. Tim uses this. We do not use it. Maybe I should have talked about QuickBooks and let Tim talk about FreshBooks. But hey, sometimes we get a little mixed up. FreshBooks can do invoicing. It's a basic accounting software. Am I correct, Tim?
Yeah, definitely. I would say it's best at client invoicing. It's not a full-blown accounting app like QuickBooks is.
Okay. FreshBooks, check it out.
Yeah, the next one on the list is Skype. These days, I don't use Skype nearly as much as I used to because of Slack, but Skype is still very powerful. There's some people that still use it regularly, and so you can do messaging through the Skype mobile app. You can do video calls. You can do pretty much everything you can do on the desktop app, I believe.
Yeah, group calls, screen share, the whole nine yards. Tim, you stole my thunder, man. Slack is next on our list, and... You just let the cat out the bag. Slack is probably the most used app on all of these 20 that we use, or at least that I use. Slack is our number one communication tool. We haven't sent internal emails in a couple of years. It is just a fantastic. Lets you transfer files, do calls. It's just a great tool. So check it out, Slack.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Absolutely love Slack. Depend on it. Next one on the list is a app called Appear.in. So it's a desktop browser app as well as they have the mobile app. And basically, it is for video conferencing. You can screen share. You can do video calls. It's perfect for when you need to get someone into a video chat and you don't want them to have to install a software or exchange logins. You can just send them a link. David has done that to me before. Wants me to jump on a group call. He'll just send me a link and I can just pop it in and boom, it's done. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Now it is peer-to-peer based. So if you get more than three or four users, it can degradate the quality of the signal because it is dependent upon each user's internet connection. So just keep that in mind. Love Appear.in. Next on our list is LastPass. This is a password, you know, protection tool that you can keep all of your passwords in. So basically you have one master password that you need to remember, and then you let this app remember every other password, you know, for everything. So LastPass, great tool.
Next is Namecheap. Namecheap is a domain registrar similar to GoDaddy, and they also have all the services that go with that, hosting, email, all that. And so their app is great because it shows you everything that you've purchased, and you can see all your data and all the domains and everything right from the app.
And the last two on our list have to do with the same company, and you may ask yourself, why in the world do I need these apps to run my WordPress business? We're about to tell you why. Second to last, 19th on our list is Facebook. You know, Facebook is where, well, it's where everybody is. So, you know, you have your business pages, you have your clients' business pages, but you also have Facebook groups, which is probably what I use it for the most, is to, you know, stay in touch with the Facebook groups. Tim and I are both involved in several Divi Facebook groups online and WordPress groups, Advanced WordPress. It's just a great tool to use for your WordPress business on the, from the group side and your business pages.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last one on the list, as David mentioned, is connected, and that is Facebook Messenger. And so I find myself using Facebook Messenger a lot for messaging colleagues back and forth, different people within the, specifically, as David and I have mentioned a lot, we're very involved with the Divi community. And so people will message me through that, through Facebook. And so Facebook has become a very important part of my business because of those Facebook groups, you know, and I'm a part of the Divi Facebook groups, WooCommerce, different WordPress Facebook groups. If you're not in those Facebook groups, you should definitely do it. If you're not on Facebook, get on Facebook. I know people that created accounts just for these communities. And so if you don't have an account for your personal, then just create one and use it just for this. It's definitely worth it.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Tim. Phew, we made it.
Yes.
20 mobile apps.
Under 12 minutes.
Under 12 minutes. Not too bad. So, well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out episode 66, 20 mobile apps to run your WordPress business. We promise you won't regret it. We'll have links in the show notes to all of these apps. And remember, subscribe, like, and review our podcast on the platform that you're listening to. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.